Today, President Bush was in New Mexico supporting congressional hopeful Steve Pierce. The president has said that he's done raising campaign money for the year. Commentator Byron York says President Bush quit while he was ahead.
In May 2000, the Democratic Party staged a huge fundraiser at Washington's MCI Center called A Tribute to President Clinton. It raised $26.5 million, a record at the time. Terry McAuliffe, the party's top money man, he's now the chairman, called it the greatest fundraiser in the history of the universe. Of course, campaign finance reformers were appalled. In May of this year, the Republican Party staged a huge fundraiser at the Washington Convention Center. Billed as a tribute to President Bush, it surpassed the old Clinton record by more than $6 million. Again, campaign finance reformers were appalled. In fact, George W. Bush has now shattered the seemingly unbreakable record of Bill Clinton as a presidential fundraiser. And while Mr. Bush has taken his share of criticism in the press and from the reformers, most people would agree that Clinton got even more grief. Why? The main reason is probably people's expectations. Most people still like to think of the Democrats as the party of the little guy, and they still think of Republicans as the party of the plutocrats. But that's not really the case, at least not anymore. Judging by the numbers, one would have to conclude that the Democratic Party is the party of big money, and the Republicans the party of the small donor. Recently, the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics published a list of the top political donors for the last 14 years. Of the top 10 overall givers, 7 gave the vast majority of their money to Democrats. Only one big donor, Philip Morris, gave a big majority to Republicans. On the other hand, Republicans are way ahead of Democrats in small donations from individuals. This year alone, the RNC's take from such contributions is nearly 3 times the Democrats' total. Despite all that, people just won't let go of their old images of the parties. A Democrat who hangs out with millionaires is, at some basic level, a hypocrite, while a Republican who does the same thing is a Republican. Of course, there were other reasons why Bill Clinton came in for more criticism than George W. Bush. The campaign finance scandal made people suspicious about even Clinton's legitimate fundraising work. Finally, Clinton's big fundraisers were always high-profile affairs. Democrats attract big stars like Robin Williams, Warren Beatty, and Barbara Streisand. Republicans just can't muster that kind of star power. Tom Selleck, Charlton Heston, Bo Derek don't really measure up. For Clinton, all those celebrities brought more attention to fundraising, which in turn brought more criticism of that fundraising. Republicans are almost low-key by comparison. Call it the Tom Selleck strategy. So in coming months, you'll no doubt see a few obligatory columns and commentary criticizing President Bush as the fundraiser-in-chief. But don't expect the old anti-Clintonian outrage. Those days are gone.
Byron York is White House correspondent for the National Review.